From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Today, he concludes part one of a two-part message bearing the title, Joshua and the Captain of the Lord's Host, or Principles of Spiritual Warfare. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. We learn from this narrative the necessity of human agency. The draught of fishes was miraculous, yet neither the fisherman nor his boat nor his fishing tackle were ignored, but all were used to take the fishes. So in the saving of souls, God works by means, and while the present economy of grace shall stand, God will be pleased by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. When God works without instruments, doubtless he is glorified. But he hath himself selected the plan of instrumentality as being that by which he is most magnified in the earth. Means of themselves are utterly unavailing. Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. What was the reason of this? Were they not fishermen plying their own special calling? Verily, they were no raw hands. They understood the work. Had they gone about the toil unskillfully? No. Had they lacked industry? No, they had toiled. Had they lacked perseverance? No, they had toiled all the night. Was there a deficiency of fish in the sea? Certainly not, for as soon as the master came, they swam to the net in shoals. What then is the reason? Is it because there is no power in the means of themselves apart from the presence of Jesus? Without him, we can do nothing. But with Christ, we can do all things. Christ's presence confers success. Jesus sat in Peter's boat, and his will, by a mysterious influence, drew the fish to the net. When Jesus is lifted up in his church, his presence is the church's power. The shout of a king is in the midst of her. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Let us go out this morning on our work of soul fishing, looking up in faith and around us in solemn anxiety. Let us toil till night comes, and we shall not labor in vain, for he who bids us let down the net will fill it with fishes.
Throughout the lifeline across the dark wave, there is a brother whom someone should save. Somebody's brother, oh, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline his peril to share? Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Someone is sinking today. into danger fraught man, sinking in anguish where you've never been. Winds of temptation and billows of woe will soon hurl them out where the dark waters flow. Soon will the season of rescue be o'er. Soon will they drift to eternity's shore. Haste then, my brother, no time for delay, but throw out the lifeline and save them. Save them today. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking today.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it. Please note that because of the increased cost of international postage, we are unable to mail materials outside the continental United States. In Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, the Lord himself came to Joshua to remind him that although physical activity was necessary in the Lord's work, there must first be a meeting with the God of heaven and earth. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, for God's people, earthly battles must be fought on spiritual grounds. The first lesson Joshua had to learn here was the reality of the spiritual world.
Then the victory is assured even before the battle begins, because the Lord of hosts fights for his people. It's important to understand that spiritual success is not determined by the greatness of the instrument, but by the power given to that instrument. God is able to use the weakest of men to accomplish great things for his cause. Next, Joshua had to learn that communion with God must take precedence over contending with the enemy. If we're to serve God effectively, we must see Christ first, and then view everything else in the light of him. In our busy lives, it's vital that we take time with the Lord in the Word and in prayer. Now to conclude this first part of a two-part message, Principles of Spiritual Warfare, here is Dr. Cairns.
When young men are going out into the ministry, they're given all the advice, they're given all the mechanics, they're given all the programs, they're given this, that, and the other thing. I want to tell you, we have to use programs insofar as they're scriptural. We have to use methods. We have to take steps. Yes, all those things are true. But they're all worthless. All absolutely worthless. Unless the man who's gone out sees Christ. You get a sight of him and he'll set you on fire. You get a sight of him and you'll be able to pray. You get a sight of him and you'll have a love for souls. You get a sight of him and you'll have the right words to speak to sinners. You get a sight of Christ and you will have the heart of the battle plan. Everything else will come from him. Of course, that means that Joshua had to learn that the time that's spent with God is the most precious and the most productive time in any spiritual venture. As a soldier, Joshua must have been itching to get on with the battle. Militarily, this delay made little or no sense. It was only giving Jericho more time to get its defenses in order. It was giving it more time to deploy its manpower. It was giving it more time to send out for reinforcements from surrounding kingdoms. Militarily, this didn't seem to make any sense. But spiritually, it made all the sense in heaven and on earth. The time spent with God is the most precious and productive. Joshua, you've got to meet with the captain of the Lord's host. That's the first thing. Spend time with God. You see that throughout the scripture. You see it in the case of every prophet before God sends him forth. He's got to first meet with his God. You see it in the life of Paul. You see it in the preparation of the 12 disciples. It's true of every Christian. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to tell you something. If you're living your life in spiritual defeat today, it's because you've lost out in spending time with God. You've not seen Christ. There are Christians whose lives are nowhere with God. There are Christians who used to walk in close fellowship with God, and today the battle has gone against them. They've lost out. They have no power. They have no victory. Sin has shamed them. Their testimony's in tatters, and their witness has gone with the wind. And I will say this, that cannot happen. And will not happen while you are spending time with God, while you see Christ. Looking unto Jesus, we run with patience the race that is set before us. Getting our eyes off Christ like Peter, we begin to sink in the very waters over which we have so recently been walking in victory. This is the key. This is the key. Psalm 31 says, Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion. From the strife of tongues thou wilt keep them. The psalmist could say, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. Oh, that's what it is when you're in fellowship. That's what it is when you're spending time with God. When you're giving priority to the place of secret communion over public service. I am all in favor of public service. We must serve. But listen, listen. You have no place in public service. You have no power in public service. You have no success in public service unless there is a priority given to private, meaningful, spiritual communion with Christ. Remember Elijah? You remember him? Elijah, the man who lived so close to his God. He lived on a level of victory that few men have ever approached to. I think Elijah stands as one of the greatest giants in the history of the work of God. But when Elijah got so busy in public service that he drained himself and he lost sight of his God, he was defeated. He ran from a woman. The man who could face 450 prophets of Baal and 400 other prophets of the groves. The man who could face the ire and the hatred of an entire nation. The man who could stand alone in the name of his God ran. When, as Willie Nicholson put it, Jezebel sent him a love letter. He ran. Why? He had lost out in personal communion with God. And that's the thing that the Lord sustained. The Lord then came to him. The Lord met with him. He fed him. And the Lord held communion with him. And that's when Elijah got the power to take his ministry back. It's alone with God that you and I see things most clearly. It's alone with God that we renew our strength. It's alone with God that we recover our vision and we recover our courage. Before Joshua went to the battle of Jericho, he had to meet with his God. What a victory the Lord gave him. Now, when Joshua forgot this, as he did a little later, at that little town that we have come to call in a most butchered way the city of Ai, he forgot to meet with God. He neglected to pray. No time now for personal communion. No vision of Christ now. But after all, this is an easy part of the battle. This is just a little town. We can win it. He fell flat on his face in defeat. Let me tell you, when we forget to meet with our God, there is no enemy so small that we can beat him. There's no enemy so weak that we can overcome him. I don't care what your past victories have been. When you lose out with Christ in the secret place, you become a victim of defeat to the puniest and the meanest and the meagerest enemies that there are. I have known men who have stood with great courage, men of great integrity and spiritual power, and yet, when they got their eyes away from Christ, they fell. They fell before an enemy that was a pygmy in comparison to the giants they had already slain. Oh, I tell you, no child of God can afford to miss out in the place of communion. We tend to relegate that place of secret communion to near non-existence. Is it any wonder that we have so little experience of God's power and God's blessing? Is it any wonder? When you look at the state of the prayer meetings of the church, and I include this church, is it any wonder that our preaching services have so little power? When you look at the emptiness of the place of prayer in the lives of Christians and families, is it any wonder their witness has no power and their children grow up to go to hell? You can be as busy as you want to be in fighting the Jerichos of this world, but you must recognize this, that before contending, there must be communion. A call to private, real, deep fellowship with Christ. To know our God. To know Him. To meet with Him. That's the call. I will perhaps deal with the other principles. There are four more that I have in mind. I don't know if I'll come back to them or not. But if I do, it will be next week, not this week. I want you to think carefully of what we have covered. How about your prayer life? How about the secret place? You become too busy for communion with God? When last did you ever really meet with Christ? You're living in sin today, despite your profession of Christianity, because you've forsaken the holy secret place with Christ. How is it with you? Nothing can take its place. Nothing. The captain of the Lord's host stands before you today. He meets with you as he met with Joshua. Stop, man. Stop, woman. Go no further. You'll only go down to defeat. Have time alone with Christ. May God speak to our hearts. May God restore the souls that are backslidden. May God revive the saints that have lost their vision. May God reclaim lives that could be so easily and gloriously used for victory, to reclaim them from the defeat in which they're sunk. May God visit us today and bring us face to face with the captain of the Lord's host. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee and praise Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank Thee that He has not left us to battle sin and Satan in the world alone. We thank Thee that He has not left us to prosecute the work of God alone. We thank Thee, our God, that as the captain of the Lord's host, He visits His people. Father in heaven, gracious God of love, we pray, reveal Christ to us today. Oh, for a sight of the Savior. Oh, for a vision of the Lord in all His glory. Oh, Lord, our God, we pray that Thou wilt bring us to that place of deep and personal communion with Thee. We confess, Lord, that if that part of our lives is not right, no other part of our lives can be right. We confess, our God, if we're out of step with Thee, then everything else is wrong with us. We confess the defeat comes from losing out with Thee, losing the sight of Christ. Lord, speak to every heart. Especially, Lord, speak to those who have no sight of the Savior today. Open the eyes of the blind that they may see Him for the first time and come to know Him as Savior. Lord, we pray, take the scales from off the eyes of those who have become wayward, backslidden, worldly. Lord, we pray, have mercy and restore the souls of Thy people. Bring us to this great revival that we've been talking about. Lord, in this spiritual battle, bring us, we pray, to the experience of the power of God. For we recognize that this great power of which we have been thinking, this infilling of the Holy Ghost, can only be as the gift of our risen Christ and through fellowship and faith with Him. Father in heaven, bless Thy word. Give fruit. Restore our souls. Revive Thy work. And part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Establish Thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands. Establish Thou it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.